There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah. It's the Raiders. We thought going into the game they were terrible. Gardner Minshew was their quarterback. They did not have Devontae Adams. They didn't have Max Crosby. I mean, you fully expected this was your get-right game in front of a home crowd on the road in Vegas. It was supposed to be a party.
And we just don't play well at home, and that's what it was. So welcome in Daryl Ryder. He's brought to you by Shiven Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, Daryl.
They don't play well anywhere, Ken.
Ooh, Daryl. Here it comes. Let's go.
I agree with that gentleman from North Carolina. They're not a football team. They're a group of individuals, right? Whatever happened last year at the Greenbrier did not happen this year at the Greenbrier. I'm already tired of hearing the head coach talking about how he's got to coach better, and I'm really sick and tired of hearing the quarterback talking about how they need to get on the same page. Then do it. Stop talking about it. And do it. This was the easy part of the schedule, folks. And the offense scored a whopping 10 points yesterday. Thank God Max Crosby didn't play yesterday. He would have had 3 sacks and 11 quarterback hits himself with the way that offensive line plays. How Andy Dickerson came home from Vegas employed, still beyond me.
Wow, Daryl.
It's about time someone laid into DeJuan Jones, because you, Ken Carmen, came after me in training camp because I told you what I was seeing from the guy. Everything I saw in training camp from DeJuan Jones and the rest of this football team is exactly what we've seen in the first 4 weeks. No surprise to me, they're 1-3.
Please, go ahead. Ask him some questions.
All right, Daryl. So let's start out with this.
I'm reeling right now. I need a timeout.
What did you think of the Deshaun?
Those poor children, Ken.
My
I know.
God.
You promised them a win on Friday. What did you do?
Oh, we've been through that. I can never guarantee them nothing ever again except for death and taxes. Go ahead. Go ahead, Tom.
What did you think, Daryl, of the Deshaun Watson experience yesterday? I said from start to finish that might be the best and most confident I've seen him play throughout a football game with the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, I thought he was fine. He played winning football yesterday. The interception, not his fault. Amari Cooper's got to – I don't know what has happened to Amari Cooper all of a sudden. He can't catch footballs. And when he does catch footballs, they're calling holding penalties. So I don't know how they get him straightened around. I don't know if he really was that angry that he didn't get his contract extension. I mean, he got his money guaranteed. You know, they gave him a chance to earn some extra money this year on top of it. You know, I don't know if he's still angry because he was included in the talks with the 49ers for Brandon Ayuk. I don't know what's going on with him. It's stunning to me that all of a sudden he can't catch a football. And if anything, he's validating the decision of the front office not to extend him. So I thought Deshaun played well yesterday. This was not on Deshaun Watson at all. I know he's taking a lot of heat for the fourth down play at the end of the game where he ended up taking the sack. The film sleuths are pausing the tape again and circling guys that were wide open and whatnot. Meanwhile, Deshaun is looking to the opposite side of where those guys are wide open. But I don't know where the play was designed. I think Kevin Stefanski said after the game that he has to look at the tape. So obviously we'll follow up with that to see what was actually supposed to happen there. But I thought Deshaun played winning football yesterday. I really do. His teammates let him down in a big, big way. Again, they don't play as a team.
Darryl Ryder brought to you by Chauvin Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. So you've already gone after Andy Dickerson. What about the defense in giving up all those rushing yards and all the other things? I mean, I know you mentioned Amari Cooper. I got more on him here in a moment, but I got to get my bearings here. What about just a team that has said all week, the Raiders said all week, we're going to run the ball, we're going to run the ball. It's like, but it's been my experience, and not just the Browns, a lot of teams like, we're going to do this, and they never do it. It's like, we are who we are, and you guys don't know we know. Right. And then they either go out there and they prove it, or they go out there and people keep asking. Raiders kept saying they were going to run the ball, and damn it, they ran the ball.
Yeah, they did. And the tackling on this defense right now is abysmal. And it's disappointing. I can't wait to listen to Jim Schwartz on Thursday. I'm sure he'll be in a delightful mood after going back and watching that. Look, it comes down to basic football, Ken. Games are won and lost in the trenches, and the Browns are terrible in the trenches right now. They don't tackle well. They don't block well. And when you do that, it's really difficult to win in the National Football League. And unfortunately, we're getting a front row seat of that.
What did you think of how the end of the first half unfolded, the decision to try to pin the Raiders back as opposed to taking the field goal?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to be an aggressive head coach, then be an aggressive head coach and kick the field goal, right? You've got the weapon in Dustin Hopkins, who's very capable of making that field goal, and then trust your defense not to give up any points, or at worst, give up 3 points in that situation. So I would have liked to see him kick the field goal. All right. I mean, if you had one of these other slappies that were here before Dustin Hopkins, then I get it. You punt, you pin them deep, and you go to the locker room. But again, if you're going to be that aggressive, I'm going for it on fourth down. We're not kicking short field goals. That type of a head coach, then be that all the time. Be consistent. Like, that's one of the things we always hear players talk about with Kevin Stefanski, is that he's the same person every day. No matter how great things are going, no matter how awful things are going, Kevin's the same guy. And I thought he got away from that personality a little bit. And that decision at the end of the first half is Exhibit A of that.
Darryl Ryder brought to you by Chauvin Jewelers. Hey, are you starting to look at Andrew Berry differently right now?
Well, this roster isn't good enough. We thought it was good enough. It's not. And I wouldn't say I'm starting to look at him differently. He hasn't had a lot of good draft picks to work with because they had to give all that up to get Deshaun Watson here. So, draft picks between the third and seventh rounds are you're rolling the dice there. So I hesitate to really get all over him because there's no youth in the pipeline here. It's not like he's blown a bunch of first and second round picks, right? The one first round pick that he's used has been Jed Wills, and Jed's been a roller coaster. There have been games where he's been great, and there have been games that he has made plays that have caused him to lose, right? JOK, great find. MJ Emerson, he's going through a rocky stretch right now, but
is he hurt or something, or what's going on?
I honestly don't know, Ken. I don't know what's going on with him either. He's not playing like the confident guy we saw last year either. I still believe he's a good player. You're in that spot. You're on an island. You're going to get beat at times. And I don't know if it's a thing, Ken, where he gives up a play, and so now that's in his head, and he's thinking about it or whatnot, and so that leads to a domino effect. But it's been a little disappointing to watch him the last 2 weeks, frankly, get cooked out there. I don't know that Barry has done enough. The offensive line is a mess. DeJuan last year looked like he was a Hall of Famer in the making. And this year, the guy looks completely lost out there. He doesn't know where, if they send two guys at him, he doesn't know what to do. Do I block the guy on the inside? Do I block the guy on the outside? No, I'm just going to stand here and let both
go.
So
is it as simple as Bill Callahan had the answers and Andy Dickerson doesn't?
I think it is. I think they miss Bill Callahan tremendous. Remember, Bill Callahan also had a lot to do with their run game, Ken, and the design of their run game. It's kind of like we're getting one big run per game.
So,
like yesterday, the Jerome Ford 35-yard run at the end there that at least gave them an opportunity to try and win that football game. But no, Bill Callahan had a lot to do with the behind-the-scenes
work.
You are
right. He did do a lot of designing, and his office was right next to Kevin. That's very true. So let me ask you this. Does it feel like we might have lost two coaches then hurt ourselves in that case? Because it's not just losing that, but I wonder if they're struggling with the Ken Dorsey stuff and what he brings to the table and as an idea man for Kevin Stefanski and his play calling here. Right. Because if I don't have Andy Dickerson, all right, or if I don't have Andy Dickerson able to draw up any runs, and he's not doing a good job as an offensive line coach, and I lost Bill Callahan, and then I'm questioning what Ken Dorsey's doing, which I am. I don't know if Kevin is. I'm questioning what Ken Dorsey is doing. I mean, that's almost three different ways you're looking at failure then.
Yeah. I said this earlier in the season, Ken, with you guys. They fixed something that wasn't broken. The offense was not broken. The offense maybe did not fit Deshaun Watson, but the offense wasn't broken. Kevin Stefanski's system is not a bad system. We saw that last year with Joe Flacco for 5 weeks. That's what NFL offenses look like these days. Not the garbage they're trotting out there, this dink and dunk stuff that they're doing now. The zero explosive plays down the field. They have 10 10 plays this year of 20 or more yards. Okay, they're the worst team offensively in scoring. They're the worst team in explosive plays. By the way, zero have gone for 40 or more. Yesterday would have been the first with that 82-yard touchdown. But, of course, Nick Harris is called for, in my estimation, compared to how they officiate against Myles Garrett and some of the Browns' defensive linemen, that's not a holding penalty. So if you're going to call that, you got to start throwing some laundry when Myles is being tackled out there. There's no fix here, Ken. I really believe that. Because, again, the same bad habits I saw in training camp is the same stuff we're seeing now. It's not fixed, and you just don't magically fix all this stuff in the middle of a football season. So I think that this is what it is, unfortunately. I know that's not what Browns fans want to hear after traveling out to Las Vegas for the weekend, but I just think that that's the reality right now. They're a bad football team.
All right, Daryl, we saw yesterday on the sidelines DeJuan Jones, Jameis Winston, and Deshaun Watson having their discussion. After the game, Elijah Moore's dad took to Twitter a series of tweets about his son not getting targeted enough. And as always, almost a week
later. It's that season. We're four games and the parents are on social media. Ain't it great?
And it's almost a weekly occurrence with Deshaun Watson's quarterback coach getting into it with Browns fans. How hard is it going to be for the organization and for Kevin Stefanski?
Wait, he got into it with Browns fans.
It's almost weekly.
It's a weekly occurrence. Yeah.
So, how hard will it be for the organization and, more importantly, Kevin Stefanski to try to control all of that as they try to turn this around?
Well, again, one thing that Kevin is good at is that's dealing with chaos. We've seen that in his time here. Not to say that the chaos that they're having to deal with now is good, but he is good at that. And the most Browns thing ever would be for them to go to Washington and beat the Commanders, who are the hottest team with the hottest young quarterback in the game, right? I mean, that's just would be the most Browns things ever. Can't beat the Giants, can't beat the Raiders, but then they go and beat the Commanders. Although I don't think that's going to happen, but you know, stranger things have. So, you know, Kevin's good at dealing with those type of things. I'm not worried about Kevin. I'm worried about the players. Like, it's on the players. We can sit here and question play calls. We can sit here and question formations and personnel groupings and things like that. Look, these coaches aren't going out there missing blocks, missing tackles, not catching footballs and things, you know, lining up correctly and, you know, all those type of blowing coverages. And, like, the coaches aren't doing that. It's the players. So at some point, we just have to look at the locker room. And by the way, this team's pretty much the same team that was here last year, minus the quarterback. Okay? So they ran it back this year with pretty much the same group, threw Jerry Jeudy in the mix and said, let's go. And it's not worked. At some point you got to point the finger where it belongs, and that's inside that locker room.
Darryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers. Well, that was... Darryl, you yelled at me. That was startling.
I'm sorry, Ken.
Don't apologize. Do not apologize. I didn't even remember. If I got what's coming to me, I got what's coming in. We're grown men here. I can dish it out. I got to be willing to take it. Darryl, thank you. Go ahead.
I just feel bad for those kids, man. Ken, you promised.
That's who we're let down in this ultimately, with the children.
He guaranteed.
I guaranteed it.
You did.
Yep.
How could you do that to those poor children?
Darryl, thank you for the time.
Have a great week, guys.
Darryl, let me have it. Darryl was right. I don't remember what I said during training camp, but I would imagine I was wrong. There you go. That was something else. Darryl is hot. Darryl is angry. Darryl believes that maybe Andy Dickerson should be removed from his position with the Cleveland Browns. I mean, it's not even October yet. It's still September 30th, bud. But this all can be fixed. Is that what you're telling me?
No, I obviously have no idea if they can fix it because they've obviously buried themselves already. I mean, not that there's any reason to even scoreboard watch right now.
In the spirit of the thing.
Yeah.
You can sit there and say, do they have the wherewithal to fix it? That's up to them. Do we believe that they could fix this and get going with this season? I mean, you were kind of selling some optimism here an hour ago, and now it seems that you're getting a little bit nervous.
No, well, it depends. First of all, I have no idea what I'm getting out of Nick Chubb. And so Chubb's going to report to practice this week. That was the report for the game yesterday. And I think that is significant, obviously. I'm not expecting 100% Nick Chubb the rest of the year. But can he get to 85% Nick Chubb? That's still pretty damn good for a guy who's averaged 5.5 yards a carry his whole career. And that guy... he finds holes whether they're there or they're not. That is the magic of having that guy. That's what a difference maker he is. So that's one thing that could help fix things, because if all of a sudden they can hand the ball off and those – right now it's so tough for them to get yardage. Like, it really is just Deshaun Watson escaping the pocket and running. That's the only surefire
offense.
Guys
aren't getting open.
You're exactly right.
He's not seeing them. And if there's – the only criticism, which happens to be the biggest criticism, I had no criticism of Deshaun Watson's game. The only thing I'm criticizing is that you got to get rid of the ball and give somebody a chance to make a play. It's the game here. I mean, that's what it is. Maybe he thought he could still get a first down, which I guess there's a possibility of that was going through his head. But, man, I felt he should have given somebody a chance to make some sort of a play. I'd rather go down with an interception and let me defend it instead of going down like that, because just taking a sack there is indefensible. I got to give somebody a chance to make some sort of a play. Couldn't do it.
So overall, you talk about the offense. Austin Gale of the Ringer? He said the Cleveland Browns offense is averaging negative.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you, no punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, bathroom? Just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Of 1.24 EPA per drive. It's the lowest number weeks 1 through 4 for any Browns offense since 2000.
Not good. Pretty terrible.
So I'm guessing that means the expansion offense was worse. So we have that going for us.
Okay.
Well. But it shows you. It shows you, obviously, the issues. And boy, you're right, Kenny, when you talked about finding ways to lose, old Brownsian stuff. I tried to talk about the McLeod thing, and then you're like, yeah, and then they miss the extra point right after. Yeah. So They are finding ways. Like, it is amazing because we know Watson was horrific in week one against the Cowboys. And they pulled it out against the now winless Jags, one of the worst teams in football. And jobs could be on the line there very quickly. But even when Watson then finally looks confident, finally stands tall in the pocket, finally reads the defense, finally delivers a pinpoint, accurate, precise ball to your veteran wide receiver, the guy you can count on, he drops it. And then, when he does all the things I just talked about and steps up in the pocket and delivers on what would have been a 83-yard touchdown strike to Amari Cooper, it comes back.
That's what I'm saying. It's not just, this is a weird day. It'd be so much easier to sit there and rip him all day. It's very easy to rip him. I mean, it's just so he keeps himself very quiet. I mean, last week with the media, he was, I mean, what did Al Duncan call him on ESPN? Arrogant? He acted arrogantly in the media, whatever. I mean, you talked about, I didn't realize his quarterback coach was going after people again on social media, so that's not necessarily a thing that people like. I mean, there's a lot of things you could rip him on. I couldn't rip him. It would be so easy to rip him, but I'm not going to because, again, I thought he played well in this football game. So even if it were like, all right, if they were to just get hammered and then I could do that, it could be his fault and would make things a lot easier. I'm just telling everybody the truth here. It'd be a lot easier just to blame him because I could just blame him and say, well, this is not the real Browns. This is a Deshaun Watson Browns team, and he sucks, so we don't have to worry about it. Hopefully we can get out of this albatross of a contract. Except he played well, and the guys that Andrew Berry drafted didn't. The offensive line is bad and in tatters as it is. The defensive line, again, where are the guys that you've drafted? Well, one's not eligible to play yet because he's still on an exempt list. The other guys aren't on the roster. Well, excuse me, one guy's still on the practice squad, I believe it is, who was a third-round pick. Where was Cedric Tillman in this game? Didn't James Prochet immediately come in and get Cedric Tillman's reps at the beginning of this football game? So where's Cedric Tillman, the third-round wide receiver that we took? We don't even want to talk about what happened last week. So I can't sit there and just, it's so easy to blame him. But it's not where the blame should lay. And it don't make me feel any better about any of this because you're 1-3. And so I could sit there and preach process, the whole crap, all I want to. At the end of the day, all you guys care about is 1-3, and that's all you guys really should care
against
about.
Against an easy schedule.
Against an easy, quote-unquote, easy schedule, except Washington isn't as easy as we thought it was, and as a caller highlighted, Philadelphia will be coming off a bye week, and all these games are on the road. And then you get the Bengals, then you get the Ravens, who looked like they were going to kick everyone's ass yesterday, and then you get the Chargers, and I'm not sure what the Chargers are going to be, but I'm going to tell you about the Chargers right now, because if you know anything about the Chargers, and Jim Harbaugh, they are going to run the ball down your throat. If you don't fix whatever you had missing yesterday, they're going to embarrass you in front of God and everybody. That's a home game, too. You think they ain't going to be booing then? Holy Lord Almighty. You, whatever needs fixed, you better get fixing on that D-line. Jim in Strongsville. Hello, Jim.
Hey, sadly, guys, this team's they're not coming back. There's something wrong with this team. I don't know what it is, because, Ken, you said it. It's not just one thing. They gave up over 100 yards to the worst rushing team in the league yesterday. I wish I could put my finger on one thing that's good. This whole team, there is not one grouping playing well. I don't know how you come back from that. There's just something wrong with this team. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's leadership. I don't know if it's, you know, everybody keeps saying, well, there's talent on the roster. I don't.
The only thing I can explain, the only thing that I can explain is maybe it's in a sense the chickens are coming home to roost from what it was last year, because, you know, Lima highlighted the big run that we had in December last year with the now quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts playing for us. But it wasn't even just that, Jim. I mean, that game against Baltimore, when you came from behind in the second half, the game against Indianapolis, where they gave you every reason to believe that they were not going to win that game, and they pulled that one out. The game against San Francisco, when you had P.J. Walker playing. You know what I mean?
Early, Ken.
Yeah.
I know it's early. At what point do you start thinking about unloading veterans for draft picks?
It's still too early.
They would have to be like 2-7.
Still too early.
Especially after what the Bills did last year.
I'm not discussing it yet. Still too early. You can discuss it if you want. I'm not going to.
And as long as the AFC North looks jumbled up, or the AFC wildcard picture looks jumbled up, I mean, they really could try to sell themselves on, especially, like, let's say Watson looks good against Washington, and now you're starting to get Chubb back in the scheme of things by weeks 7, 8, 9. They would have to be like 2-7.
It was
for them to really book it on this year.
I felt so bad, and then I felt even worse because I listened to the Stefanski press conference, and then when he was done talking, they went to break, and I said, all right, to hell with it. I turned over to Football Night in America, and there's Florio, and immediately when I turned on, well, you know, they're thinking with Devontae Adams that if they're not a competitive team, they're going to unload him. I'm thinking, we just lost to a team that doesn't even know if they're going to be competitive, right, and is going to unload, right, a player that didn't even play because they beat us without that guy earlier today. Made me feel even worse. 216-474-0092. Let me get to Greg in Madison. Got to go quickly. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, I think the team is not disciplined. And Deshaun Watson, I'd say probably 50% of his passes were behind the line of scrimmage yesterday. They just look terrible offensively. And yeah, they always have drop passes. That's the Cleveland Browns.
Well, they are. I looked at the stats, and I mean, it's weird, Greg. The first point you made is absolutely true. Second point you made about it is that it's not, guys, this is not one of those old NFL primetime Chris Berman playing the music, Jim Kelly, Brett Favre type games. Certainly, what did he throw for 176 yards in this football game? And yeah, I know if the one wouldn't have got called back, it'd been a hell of a lot more. I know, coulda, woulda, shoulda.
And the Amari drop.
But I thought, considering everything, I thought he played well, and he was the least of my arguments against this football team yesterday. If you want to go ahead, it's very easy. If you went out in public and just said, ah, Watson's the problem, Watson sucks, you're going to get very little pushback. I don't think anybody at a grocery store is going to disagree with you. But I know on this show, we have to hold each other accountable for what we believe is the truth. And I got a lot of other things that I had a problem with yesterday. He wasn't one of them.
This is What Was Wild around the Eagle, sponsored by Wild Eagle Saloon. Locations in Broadview Heights, downtown, and Streetsboro. More details at wildeagle.com.
All right, I will kick it off. Week 4, What Was Wild yesterday in the NFL.
Lima's wild thing.
How about the Commanders? 42 points after they had put up 38 last week. Remember, they have a rookie quarterback in Jaden Daniels. Yesterday, 26 of 30 for 233. He had a touchdown. He had 47 yards rushing. The numbers are ridiculous so far. Highest EPA per dropback for any rookie quarterback weeks 1 through 4 since 2000. Not only that, highest completion rate on throws 10 or more yards downfield by a rookie since 2006. He has been accurate. He has been a playmaker. And he and the Commanders are on the schedule of our Cleveland Browns this week.
Are they really going to keep that name, though? It just seems to be like a... like, I wish they would have been called, like, the Red Wolves or had a different logo or something.
Oh, apparently the PC police is not...
Yeah, change your name, whatever. Yeah. But I'm like, man.
Well, when they're on the winning track, I think it'll go away if they continue this.
You know, maybe. Maybe that will give them an identity. Because right now, it's like, man, it just seems to be like it's generic. Like, it's a generic team with a generic name.
Guardians have won the division twice since they changed their name, and I'm enjoying every time they do it.
There are people, though. I was reading The Athletic this morning, and they are noticing. It's like, hey, there's been some other quarterbacks that have started off very well in the past that have ended up sucking up the room later. It's like, well, wait a minute.
Well, RG3.
Yeah, and that was actually one of the names that was brought up when I was reading. I think Robert Mays this morning about it.
And they finally punted as well.
They finally punted.
That's right.
So, yeah, there's going to be natural adjustments to what the adjustments are, but I'm still seeing him keep his head up where I didn't see that before. His eyes are looking downfield. When he'd scramble, he was just running at LSU. Like, if he got left and right, it wasn't looking down the field trying to make a play. Like, Deshaun did a good job of that yesterday in Cleveland, but he had to do that, and he's doing it in Washington.
82% completion percentage, so the offense is kicking it in high gear. So who did defensive-minded head coach Dan Quinn give that game ball to in the postgame?
There'll be a number of game balls that will be issuing out, I'm sure, tomorrow. But there's one ain't leaving this city without one. Ooh. Cliff! Cliff! Yeah! Going to the next.
Yeah! Cliff Kingsbury, buried for dead a few years ago, and now is going to be the hot candidate to be a head coach in the NFL again.
Just don't pick him.
We send it over to Mitch.
Oh, God.
Mitch's wild thing.
Guys, I'm starting to buy into the Minnesota Vikings, who are now 4-0 after their win over the Packers in Lambeau yesterday, 31-29, up 28-7 at halftime. This is the third straight week in which they've taken down a considerable playoff potential opponent in San Francisco, in the AFC Houston, and now Green Bay. Sam Darnold, 3 touchdowns in the first half. He may not only be looking like the lead candidate for comeback player of the year, he might be in the mix for most valuable player in the league.
He's been incredible. I am still hesitant. Kenny, how many games will it have to be before you're like, all right, Sam Darnold's good. He's officially good. Or do you think
whole
he's
season.
There?
Whole season.
Why is it? Why like are we both acting the same way?
December.
I mean, this is like...
because guys, we saw...
Minnesota's done this to us before, Case Keenum.
Ooh, it's a good point.
There are guys that are coached up and their coaches can hide certain flaws. Wink, 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 wink. But eventually they turn into pumpkins. There's things that they can and can't do, and defenses make those adjustments. They get in their faces. They do things differently. And then they kind of regress back to the mean of what they are. Now, Sam Darnold can be much better and stay at a level that's much better than where he started, a la what Geno Smith has done here over the last 5 years. So he can do that. But to play at that level, I don't know if that's possible. But he's on a heater right now. I don't mean to begrudge him.
11 touchdowns, 3 interceptions for Sam Darnold. We throw it over to Big Country.
Owen's wild thing.
The Kansas City Chiefs. Ever heard of them? They're known for Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and that great offense. But the defense is getting it done right now. The defense yesterday gave up 10 points the first 2 series. After that, it was punt, punt, punt. Punt, missed field goal, turnover on downs, punt, punt. The defense, the Kansas City Chiefs defense right now, they've given up 24 points on the first 4 series of the game in their 4 games this year. After that, 49 points on 36 series. They've also given up 28 or less in 25 straight games. The Kansas City Chiefs defensive dynasty, they're going for 3 in a row. But the defensive play that was talked about most yesterday was Patrick Mahomes' tackle. Yeah. And blowing out Rashee Rice's knee, apparently, on the tackle.
What was he thinking? What are you doing going to make a tackle?
Yeah, a lot ill-advised.
Yeah. Boy, could you listen to the excitement? I mean, Owen, you know they've won the last 2 Super Bowls, right? Come on. Kareem Hunt yesterday. Yeah. 14 carries, 69 yards.
He's back.
4.9 per.
Nice.
4.9. We never saw that Kareem last few years.
Did we feed him enough?
Because they held him back.
Did we feed him enough?
Holding him back.
And finally, Ken, you're up.
Ken's wild thing.
It's time to stare the elephant in the room right in the hairy eyeball.
And that'll do it for what's
what. No. I'm going to look it dead in the eye. Where all the people were saying, you ran him out of town. I didn't run anybody out of town. If I was that powerful, you think I'd be sitting here yelling at everybody every morning? You think I'd be dealing with Lima every single morning? If I was that good and that powerful, I'd be in a much better position to help society and help the world.
But would you
ran Baker Mayfield out of town. I didn't run anybody out of town. He ran himself out of town. Because, by the way, you're talking about Patrick Mahomes trying to tackle somebody. I know firsthand how that can derail a franchise, sir. But Baker Mayfield, excellent yesterday. The truth's the truth. 30 of 47, 347. Two touchdowns in the air. I do believe he also had one rushing. Yes, he had one rushing as well. They smoked the Philadelphia Eagles. But wait! There's more! Joe Flacco, 16 of 26, 168, two touchdowns as the Colts got back to 500 and are now 2-2 with a 27-24 win over the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Watched a lot of that game. Thank God we didn't have Jacoby Brissett go off, because then it really would have ruined this segment. I watched that game. Flacco was really good. Pittsburgh, they kind of figured it out as the game went along, but Justin Fields couldn't handle a snap that came to him when he wasn't expecting it. You see this all the time in the NFL.
You know, yesterday to Watson.
Yes, when you're in the shotgun all game, that just never. Man, when I was younger, I would throw it way back when we started watching football, Kenny. Yeah. Like the only time you saw shotgun was on third and long.
Yep.
That was it.
It was a big deal, too.
Yeah.
Now Dave Craig's going to go gun. Whoa, everybody, look at the TV. This is a. It's
so the Baker thing's going to be a problem, right? It's going to be a problem.
It is a problem.
It has launched a huge debate again. And I saw Andrew Hawkins.
People
getting
are saying
in on
we
this.
Deserve it. The Browns fans deserve it.
Well, how did the Browns fans?
The Browns fans are saying Browns fans deserve it.
Well, first
it, which
of all, we were very split. Now, when Baker was playing well, 2020, there was no split. Everybody was behind Baker, right? I mean, wasn't everybody? And I didn't want to draft him. But how could you not? How could you not be behind him the way
you
played?
I remember you put out a frowny face the night he got drafted. That's all you did. You posted a frowny face.
But the reality was, he had played like a top 10 quarterback the second half of that year.
Uh-huh.
And we had the highs and the lows. Like, that was a roller coaster. But it was not a clear-cut decision. Like, you got to keep Baker, and he's going to be the quarterback of the future of the Browns. I mean, he was a roller coaster ride here. We can't forget that.
There's always going to be a comparison, especially as long as he plays well, and he's playing very well right now.
Are you rooting for him?
Baker? No. I'm not rooting against him. I got to worry about my own problem, but I'm not rooting for him, no.
Wonder if our fans are rooting.
That was What Was Wild Around the League. Sponsored by Wild Eagle Saloon. Locations in Broadview Heights, downtown, and Streetsboro. More details at wildeagle.com.
You rooting for Joe Flacco?
Yeah. I like Joe Flacco.
Oddly enough, I am too.
Especially yesterday against the Steelers.
Yeah. Like Joe. Good guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some from my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.